What if every student had a tutor and personalized learning was available to everyone? What if every family had a financial guide and their investments made for an optimistic future? What if every doctor could diagnose you in seconds and healthcare visits felt more personal? What if your business never slept and every customer's shopping experience felt like it was designed especially for them? It can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Remember seeing a mannequin with titties as like a teenager? You're like, y'all can just be out here like that?
God damn.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Loving people. God, I wanted to cuss so bad.
I know you did, but it's Christmas, dude.
It is Christmas.
Jesus is born today. You can't really get at them like that.
I'm in the Christmas spirit. All right.
I feel good.
What are you guys doing listening to this? Is your family? Do you not like the family? Are they loud? Are they annoying?
What if we're their family?
We are.
I feel like 50 whatever episodes we're in at this point, I feel like we're part, like, you guys know us so much that I feel like we're part of your family.
Oh, 100%. There's people in here that know us better than they know their own stepbrothers, for sure.
Dude, I know you after doing this podcast more than anyone I've ever met in my life.
You know what's crazy, though? We know little things. Like, there was something the other day where it's like, you were like, where'd you go to college again? San Jose? And I was like, but he also knows exactly what I would do with a handful of nut.
True.
So it's like, you know somebody to the core, but you might not know, like, details. I might be like, bro, what the fuck kind of car do you have? And you're like, what? Been in it 30 times. Yeah, right. But
what's your favorite color? I don't know that.
Favorite color? I think it's this new Stiff Socks blue that we got on the hoodie.
Oh, yo. Hold up.
God damn. Was that merch?
Oh, god damn. This shit is
gorgeous. Hopefully y'all done got it now. We only got 100 to start out with. But, you know, that's why it's important to be on the Instagram and the Patreon. Because we dropped this news, baby. We're testing little samples, seeing if y'all like this shit. No, they're fire. They're cool. They're elegant. You know, makes people. You know what I like about it is it's like a small tattoo that girls get looking for somebody to be like, oh, what is that?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that parakeet on my forehead. You know, just free like a bird.
Yeah,
I'm like a bird. I want to fly away. Nelly Furtado. Furtado?
Furtado.
Bro, what is she doing these days?
Nelly Furtado sounds like an incredible dish.
It sounds like
a frittata.
A frittata.
Yeah,
sounds,
frittata is like
that
a real
an
dish.
Actual food?
I think a frittata. Yeah, I don't know.
I think a frittata is like an egg thing.
Here's the thing. Yeah, I think she made probably 15
million.
Yeah, off that song, and then just dipped.
She's bad.
She really?
She's fucking Nelly Furtado. Thick, like
it gets further off every time I say it.
Yo, Nelly Furtado was bad, dude. She was thick like a motherfucking Goodyear blimp, bitch.
Nelly Furtado is
bad.
Let me see.
What do you mean, let me see? We got a screen protector? I mean, protector.
Who was the guy? The first cut is the deepest. Is that Sheryl Crow?
That's not sure. I don't know. Dude.
The first cut is the deepest. I think it's Sheryl Crow. Dude, there's...
Oh, it is Sheryl Crow.
Is. Bro, come on now.
Dude, Sheryl Crow is bad,
Sheryl
too.
Sheryl Crow sounds racist as fuck.
Sheryl Crow. Oh my God. There's no way...
If I read in history books with zero context, Sheryl Crow did X, Y, and Z, I'd be like, sounds about right.
Yeah, there's no way she likes
Sheryl Crow sounds like... Did you ever see the movie Holes?
No.
Okay, well...
I'm into that shit,
the warden, the warden, the girl, the lady, the wife and warden, she looks like a Sheryl Crow name would be hers.
I can't remember her.
Well, this is a terrible reference, and that's why I've only seen 4 movies in my lifetime.
And Holes is one of them?
Yes.
I've never seen Holes.
Holes is a great movie, and you haven't seen it?
Holes is not a good movie.
What?
I think I know what you're talking about. This is like, there's big-ass worms in Holes, right?
No.
No? Okay, fine. Sorry.
This is Shia LaBeouf's, like... This is Shia LaBeouf. It was even Stevens in Holes. It's like... Holes
is Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver?
Is the warden, yeah.
That's her?
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver looks like Sheryl Crow? No.
No, name-wise. The girl looks like a Sheryl Crow.
First Sigourney all, Weaver is a name that I've heard 10 million times, but I could not. If somebody was like, hi, I'm Sigourney Weaver, I'd be like, no, you're not. I've heard the name. It's not you.
Here's the thing, though. If I said, hey, this is my new girlfriend, you go, what's her name? And I said, Sigourney? How much would you?
And then see, you follow up with Weaver?
Weaver, dude.
It's Sigourney Smith. I'm like, all right, porn star from Nantucket. But,
Sigourney alone is what the
fuck? It's not a word.
Are you a labradoodle?
It sounds like a sea urchin baby. Sigourney?
Sigourney.
That sounds like, it sounds like Noki that just came a little bit.
Noki?
Noki. What's the Noki? Italian pasta?
Noki?
Dude.
Noki? It's not Noki.
Nochi.
Nochi. Hold on. Don't say it, Gabe. I know you know it.
Do the caramel bitch, lady.
No, it's gnocchi. It's gnocchi.
No, it's not.
It's gnocchi. Okay. Yes, it is.
I only know that because I just went to a nice Italian restaurant the other day and ordered the gnocchi, and he was like,
oh, "No, see, you wait,
it's not. It's gnocchi."
You give an effort when the waiter's there, and you go, "I'll do the," and then you point, and the waiter finishes it for you. Help me every time,
real quick. Hey, all the waiters, if I don't know how to pronounce it, don't pronounce it correctly in front of the fucking girl. I'm trying to. I'm like, hey, can I have the gnocchi? He's like, what do you mean? Gnocchi? Shut the fuck up. Who cares? Let me say it weird. But I point all the time. If I go to any restaurant.
Oh, I lead him into it. I alley oop him. I'm like, I'll get the spaghetti. He goes, spaghetti? I'm like, yeah, that's the word.
Oh, dude, I just say I'll have a number 7. Even if we're like a fine dining
place. There's no numbers next to it. You're just counting. You're like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I'll have the 7, please.
Number 7. Is the karma lady ready? Well, the point of this episode was to really just do like a rapid fire, just kind of fun questionnaire, because right now, you know, it's if we start talking about semen, which inevitably we will, Saint Nick's not going to like that.
No, I mean, listen.
Who's Saint Nick?
Saint Nick is Jesus' dad.
Really?
No.
Saint Nick.
Hold on. So Saint Nick just one day decided to just give people reindeers?
What do roasted chestnuts taste like?
Roasted chestnuts.
No, they
probably
don't.
A little bit like gnocchi. Probably like Sheryl Crow's feet, probably.
Sheryl Crow's, I mean.
Dude.
Okay, Nelly Furtado. What's her net worth?
Bro, Nelly Furtado is bad as fuck, dude. She's so hot.
Okay.
You know, I remember her?
Dude, the 1,000 Miles girl always got Vanessa Carlton. Oh, ooh. God
ooh,
damn.
Ooh, a girl named Vanessa will make me erect immediately.
Vanessa Carlton, though.
Oof, Carlton kills it for me.
Really?
She bitch sounds like a piano.
What a grand piano, I'll tell
you
that
much. Yeah.
It's got like one golden key, you know?
Yeah. Like a thick-ass piano.
God damn. Aren't all pianos thick?
Nah. If you get the electric ones.
Electric ones suck.
No,
don't
they got like Asian booties. Just little fucking.
Ew. Is it no? No. Anyway.
Man,
fuck all that. Goddamn. Hold up. this is what happens when you drink way too much coffee. We need a coffee sponsor. Hit us up. So I think we wanted to do the Christmas episode was just kind of like a fun riff where we just shoot out question and answer because we haven't been able to answer so many of the questions that you guys have been sending in.
And you guys sent so much. And honestly, we're going through them all. They're fucking phenomenal. And it's the end of the year. So we decided we're like, hey, let's do like a mailbag episode where we just sort of do like, you know, Gabe will sort of like lead us through all the questions.
Bow, bow.
And we'll just do like kind of like a rapid fire thing.
Yeah. And if it's good, then we're going to, I think, start doing these like once a month on Patreon just because they're fun. But yeah. Do we ever figure out if it's gnocchi or gnocchi or ravioli?
It's gnocchi.
Boom.
Gnocchi?
Gnocchi.
It's gnocchi. Like we really got to start keeping like track of things that I get right and things that you get wrong all the time.
All the time?
No.
I think
you're more right than me.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Oh, goddamn.
I do.
Goddamn. Hold up. Wow, that is impressive. Well, dude, let's get into it. Merry Christmas.
Guys, seriously, Merry Christmas, man. Like, we, all jokes aside, all semen shit aside, we like really, really love you guys, and we really appreciate the support. And this has become like a little family, so this is really cool, and we owe it all to you guys.
Yeah, so just sit around a fireplace, put your AirPods in, and just stare directly into fire. And when your family thinks you're gonna shoot the house up, just know it'd be like it's just a podcast.
Yeah, and then scream gnocchi, and then they'll know what you're talking about.
And they'll be like, okay, now he's definitely gonna bring a machete in here.
All right, let's get into it. So I've got a bunch of these. I'm going to give you guys 3 minutes at the most, and I'm going to cut you off.
Oh, shit. You're going to time us? Yeah. I like this.
Three minutes?
All right. And if I feel like you've answered it or you're not going to be able to get a good answer, I'm just going to make you move on. So here we go.
Hold up.
Damn.
We're starting with one from Jordan Serby, who says, you guys be shaving your assholes?
Nope.
It depends on what day it is.
What?
I mean, I don't completely shave my asshole, but sometimes I get in there with a little razor. Just to trim it up.
Yeah.
It gets a disaster. It's a disaster. Dude.
You know what's crazy? Is if on a girl, you know, she's like, you know, I didn't shave. And there's like, you see like two hairs.
I'm good.
But you're also, it's just like,
I'm not mad at that because I know what I, you know, like guys, we have just hairs everywhere and we're just like, well, this girl didn't shave. It's like, have you looked at your goddamn ass in a mirror?
Have you ever looked in your asshole in a mirror? Dog, it looks like a weeping willow tree.
I feel like
it's heinous, dog. There's hair fucking ever. I actually don't have any hair on my actual ass cheeks. Yeah, but inside, dude.
It's such a wild.
Oh my gosh. You could plant an apple tree in there, dude.
I don't like it. No. I feel like you're not supposed to look at that more. It's like literally the equivalent of looking at the sun. You're like, you should not look at that.
Yeah, dude. If you, I mean, yeah, oof, it's a nightmare. So sometimes I'll trim up. I'll take like I don't go bzz, bzz, or like any like waxing or whatever. Right. But I'll get kind of low in like a catcher stance when I'm in the shower. Kind of zoop, get the nooks and crannies in
nooks
there.
Nooks and crannies. Okay.
Nooks and crannies.
Taking,
yeah.
Taking a little off the top.
Just a little off the top.
Hey, can I get a taper on the asshole?
Oh my god! Can I get a little lineup, sir?
Get a three on the sides with some sideburns. Oh boy!
You never done that? So it's a
trim
disaster.
Up. No, the trim up, but the shaving, that sounds weird.
Right.
Because then when it grows back, it's all prickly.
Well, hold on. What did you say?
No, you shave hair.
Okay.
Right? Don't look at me like I'm weird.
I'm trying to figure out what you're saying.
You shave hair, and then when it starts to grow in,
right,
it's like stubble.
Oh, it's
now your asshole's a 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh, that's terrible.
And then you eat something bad. It looks like it just went muff diving in goddamn chocolate milk. You don't want that.
Dude, and hold then it starts to itch.
That's what I'm saying.
Dog. You ever had... Oh, my God. It feels like you have poison ivy in your asshole. It's terrible.
No, it's not good.
It's not great.
You got sandpaper ass cheeks.
Oh, man. Okay. How about this? What if a girl was...
Drinking game. Anytime I get says, how about this? Or, okay, hear me out. But I know you said it a lot because I start saying it, too. I'm like, what? Okay, hear me out.
Yeah. Okay,
how about this?
Yeah.
Hold up.
That's it. You got to lean back. So what if you were dating a girl and she was like, listen, I'm really into nice, clean, bleached assholes. And you loved her, like, a lot. Would you do that? Because that's a lot of maintenance. Because first of all, you got to... How do you walk into a salon as a man and say, listen, I need my asshole fucking bleached?
You look over at your wife or your girlfriend.
Yep.
You stare at the rack that puts you to sleep every night. And you go, God damn, hold up. And then you drop your phone for too long. And then you look back at them and say, you know, I'm here. And you wink. And then you just let them do it real quick. The bleaching part is interesting.
Why does it need to be a different color?
Well, they're doing it so it's normal skin color.
So it's not no. So your asshole is like brown because of the poop. Well, no, it's like pink, isn't it?
No, they bleach it to be whatever your like leg color is.
All right, that's time.
All right. Oh, we could have talked about that for 40 minutes.
Right, that's the whole episode.
Listeners are like, move on, Dave. Yeah. Help. Yeah.
All right, Colton Motz. Would you rather have to watch a dirty sex tape of your mom or your sister?
Sister. No, I'm just joking.
What?
Oh my gosh, hold on. Like who is she with though? Is she with like a porn star or is she banging my dad? Just make it whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's make it simple. So it's a sex tape of your mom and your dad, or it's a sex tape of your sister and her boyfriend.
Hear me out. I'm going mom and dad.
I'm going mom and dad too.
Because what you do is you pretend that it's not a dirty sex tape. You just pretend that that's the video of them making you. And you're saying, I'm watching the play-by-play. I want to see if what they did translates to who I am as a person.
It's still vile.
It's not great.
It's still vile.
But it's better than seeing the neighbor down the street fucking rip off his Levi goddamn and flannel and just be like, where your sister at? No. Okay.
Oof. Yeah, because what if you didn't even know who your sister's tape was and you looked and it was like your best friend, Peter? Like just railing your sister?
Peters are always degenerates. They're not great people.
Peters? I've never met a Peter with a small dick. Hammers.
That's a interesting.
What
remark?
How is that?
How would you instead of shaking their hand, you just go, Peter? All right, and then you shake the cock.
I ask. You don't ask.
No. Hey Peter, how's your Peter? Peter pipe picked a pumpkin. What the fuck?
I've known two Peters, and when you're in high school playing sports and shit, sometimes you see dicks around.
Sometimes
I know two Peters
all the time.
Yeah, I know two Peters, and they had jackhammers. It was insane.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. I mean, oh, God. Sometimes when you see one, you're like, man, good for you, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go mom and dad. The thing that scares me about the sex tape is you almost want it to be bad. You almost want it to be like very vanilla.
With who?
Missionary.
The sister or the parents?
No, with the parents. You don't want your dad putting your mom in like pretzel positions that you were like taking notes from. What if you're watching, you're like, oh, dad, that's a good one. You know?
I mean, you could attribute that to your success and be like, that's where I learned that one from.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not great all around. Nobody said you have to jerk off to it or give notes. You could watch it while texting.
What if you got hard while watching it? What are you going to do then? You got to ask yourself a bunch of questions.
Well, that's a personal problem.
All right.
I'm going to tell you something. I did.
Here's the thing. I would be scared to watch him in because I'm not going to lie. I've said this before in the podcast. My mom is bad. So I would be really scared to watch it. I would be really scared to watch it, dude, because who knows? Because what if that sex tape is from like 1986 and she's like, you know, my mom's got a type of, she's bad. And I'm with her watching it being like, well, hold up. Fucking, God damn.
Hold up. I got to suck on them.
My dick fell off. Yeah, I'd be scared to watch it, man.
You walk in the kitchen all slow. You look at your mom. You dirty dog. God
yeah.
damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Charlene, you still got it.
It's always got to be Mary Stewart.
I'm going to call time on that one myself.
We're probably pretty close.
Yeah, that was about three. All right, we got one from that one Mexican kid.
I think he wrote it before. Before. Yeah, this guy's always got a good question.
What's the hardest thing to do high?
Mm.
Oh, my God.
I think.
The hardest thing to do high, math. I can't do math sober.
I think make eye contact with people is incredibly hard when you're high. I look at somebody and go right down to the floor. It's too hard for me. It's you overthink. You're like, because you're overthinking everything. So you're like, am I looking at this person for too long? Yeah. One time I was high at a party and I spent probably a good 27 minutes wondering, was I standing okay?
Oh, yeah.
And then I ended up just leaning against the counter with my side hip. Like a bad bitch trying to hit on some guys, me being a waiter. I just stood there.
It is funny that everything you do, I remember certain parties I would go to as in college and be like, am I drinking properly? Like, am I taking a sip?
That's what I'm saying.
Is it too much? Is it too little?
The overthinking, bro.
Oh my God.
But if somebody were to be like, what you thinking about? I was like, you know, just thinking about how to stand. They'd be like, huh?
What are you saying to me? Yeah. You're like, you don't
stand.
Feel like, you don't think that there's
stand after you shoot this place up. No, I'm just really high. I swear to God.
Isn't that funny that that's always an excuse you can use? I'm sorry. I'm just really high. Like, you can use that
an excuse to use.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what you said. I thought I heard excuse. And I was like, is this?
Huh?
Nokia?
No.
Nokia?
Nokia.
Does Nokia still
make Where did Nokia go?
Nokia and Nelly Furtado are fucking bagged up out here in Indonesia spending racks on golden pigeons.
Nokia. Do you remember the snake game?
Do I remember it?
Jesus.
Just a work of art.
Oh, man. It was so fun.
Dude, so easy. So simple. Do you still play games on your phone at all?
No, I haven't played games on my phone.
Every time I regret that I don't have games on my phone until the guy next to me on the flight is playing a great looking game. And I'm like, well, I could.
Dude, there was a golf game.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, oh, that looks so fun.
For a minute, that's all I give a fuck about having an iTouch for was like cool ass games. And now I'm just a full ass adult who travels regularly. And every time I'm like, forgot the games.
Yeah, but I mean, just read a book or watch Netflix like an adult.
Yeah, but okay.
Do you read at all?
No. But did you know that by looking at me
of
or by me talking?
Of course I knew that you didn't read at all. When was the last book you read? Oh, be honest with me. A Catcher on the Rye in seventh
Captain
grade?
Captain Underpants.
The
I
Giver?
Love that book. Dude, the last book I probably read.
Oh, this is going to be great.
What's his name? Judd Apatow has a book.
Yes. Really great.
What's it called? Some Thoughts? I don't know. But it's just him in a bunch of interviews, a bunch of people. And I would read like three pages and pass out.
Oh, dude, reading. You know
great
what?
Xanax.
The only thing that makes you more tired than reading is coming. That's the only thing.
While reading?
Oh, that's the only way I read.
Oh yeah,
bro. The only way I entice myself to read. I go, you want to read? I go, no.
Dude,
you want to jerk off?
That's
I go,
it. I look up a transcribed version of Joe Rogan podcast, and I just, and then he went, and then I just, yeah, damn. No, reading is great. If you're reading is a broke person's Xanax, you don't even have to read anything. You can read a cardboard box.
Oh, dude, when there's moments when, huh?
I'm just reading a bottle of shampoo in bed. What are you doing? I'm just reading.
Do you remember? Have you ever went poop without your phone? Dog, yeah. You are reading. I'm reading the tag
tissue
of my
box,
jeans.
Dog. Oh, my God. It was to the point where my sister had a magazine about like, it was just about aging. And for, it was meant for like teenage girls to like look at it and be like, this is what your body's going through, this and that.
Yeah.
And I remember I was like, I was bored and I looked at it and they had an animated figure of a naked girl.
Yeah.
And she had titties.
Yeah, she did.
And I was like,
oh,
hold up. Bruh, I can. Yo, God, and then I knew exactly what page it was on. I knew exactly what fucking area it was in the book rack.
I know. God, oh, damn. Man, I know, dude.
Isn't it crazy?
Yes.
A drawn titty. can get a 13-year-old going berserk.
Dude, I used to check off to a Macy's catalog of a bra section. Now I'm jacking off to just elephants having sex with mice. And I'm like, this is not even doing it for me anymore.
That's hilarious. Ugh. Remember the first time you were like, you saw a mannequin at like Target?
Bad.
And you're
like... Bad. Do you remember that movie when a mannequin came to life?
No.
There was a movie where a mannequin came to life, and then the dude was dating a mannequin.
Bro, that's yes, like my fantasy.
I swear to God. Dude. Mannequins are bad. I don't care what anyone says.
All right, that's time on the hardest thing to do high question. So let's...
That was what we're talking
about. That was 3 minutes? Nah, that's great. What a great tangent. While Gabe talks about nice, remember seeing a mannequin with titties as like a teenager? You're like, y'all can just be out here like that?
Dude, how are you allowed to... You look at her and you go, nuts. Miss, cover up, miss.
No, you're like, your mom takes a turn like to go down a different aisle. You're looking at her like, oh, goddamn, shawty.
Dude, you ever like, have you ever been like with your mom? Like, I was raised by my mom and my sister, so sometimes I have to go like brassiere shopping and shit, and I would like be with them.
I don't even know
and
what
they'd
that
be,
is.
They, huh?
Brassiere?
Like,
is that a type of meat?
Brassiere, like Bob.
Charcuterie?
Uh huh.
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi, dude. Where's Nokia's? No, they would go bra and panty shopping.
Oh.
And I would be with them, and I would just be walking around, and then they'd be shopping, and they'd be away, and I'd just be looking at the pic. I'd be
the first time you touch the bra,
God, why is everything so hot on a woman?
Goddamn. Hold up. Next question.
So that's the hardest thing to do high.
moral of the story. Just stay on topic.
All right, we got one from Sean Nannigans.
Sean Mannequins?
Sean Nannigans.
Sean Mannequins.
Hold up.
Fuck Sean.
Why Michael look like that?
Can we just spend 3 minutes just staring at Michael? why Michael look like that? When somebody asks you about your appearance, what are you supposed to say? Because my two parents got high on cocaine and fucked over some mashed potatoes.
Yeah, over Thanksgiving. Why do I look like this? I don't know. I don't. Is that like a? Is he trying to be mean to me? Why do I look like? In what? When? Like now? Why do I? What was my
that
face?
Is funny.
I don't know.
You do see some people in public. You're just like, nah.
Of course, dude. You know what's so fucked up? Has you ever been with your friends and you're like, look at a girl and she comes and she's walking towards you and everyone at the same time goes, nah. That's fucked up.
Jesus.
You know what's fucked up? You know what's fucked up?
I just leave him alone.
You know what's fucked up is I've been that dude before.
That's what
where
I'm
there's
saying.
Been girl a group of girls and they go, oh, maybe he's, and then I keep walking, they go,
bro,
nah.
One time, yeah, I think this happened in San Diego. I was walking with my friend. This girl looked at me and just laughed. And I was like, that's not great. That just because here's the thing. If you shoot your shot and they laugh, you deserve it. But if you are living your life just trying to look at the goddamn sunset and some girl goes, oh, this ugly bitch.
Yo. There was a girl at the gym that I was literally just trying to get weights. She was in front of the rack of weights, and I went to go like just not, but I was like about to go say excuse me. She thought I was like trying to talk to her or whatever, and she literally just goes no. I was like, what?
What did you do?
I just need weights. Like I guess she thought I was like trying to hit on her or whatever, but like she turned, looked at me, and said no. Like that's pretty offensive to my face. We should ask her why I look like this. I don't know, dude. Oh my God.
Hey man. But it's I don't have words for that.
I don't have words for that either. It was very, just a big ass no.
You should have yelled, no back.
What if I just said yes? And then just started.
Jesus. Yeah, you can't.
No, you can't do that at all.
There's nothing you can say.
Dude, beauty is hilarious because it's just all about like symmetry. You know what I mean?
Symmetrics?
Dog. Symmetry? We already went over this.
Semantics?
Sommelier
being the word for somebody who brings wine to your table is insane.
You're a drunk dog.
Are you coming to my table with a machete and an M16? Sommelier sounds intense. It sounds like the guy who helps everybody in Jumanji.
Dude.
Sommelier is not somebody who does wine. What does sommelier mean by definition, Gabe? Can we see that?
Sommelier means a dude that's fucking tastes wines and knows wine. But he also, it sounds like a sommelier pirate. And it sounds like...
That's what it is.
Yeah, it sounds like
sommelier?
You, yeah, it sounds like...
pirates come aboard and they're like, I'll kill you. But after you try this Pinot Grigio,
yeah, what if
it's to die for. And you're like, haha. And then he slashes your back fucking Achilles.
And then he comes over to you with a Pinot Noir. And then he goes, I am the captain now. And you go, oh! You didn't see that movie.
I did. I'm the captain now. I'm
okay, good.
I did.
You did see it.
I saw a clip.
One of your...
A clip.
What my God.
What movie was that?
Tom Hanks.
Captain Phillips.
Was Tom Hanks in that?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Tom Hanks has been a captain a bunch of times.
There was an era where you could just say Tom Hanks and you were always right. And that's exactly what I just did.
A sommelier is a wine steward also known as a knowledgeable wine professional who typically works in a fine dining establishment.
Sure, wine steward?
Wine steward.
Fuck all that.
Steward?
Steward.
Man, every smiley I ever met, I'll fuck a punch in the face. I hate them. Yeah, they're also snooty. You're a drunk, dog.
No, but yeah, also, it's like, it's not far off from, like, I don't know shit about wine, but they're like, you want a steak? You want a dark? You want red? Like, all right.
You want a dark? You want red? Dude. That's the worst smolly I've ever heard.
Okay, well, I'm not a sommelier.
Do you want dark?
All right, place an order. Place an order. Get a goddamn order. What'd you get? Fucking gnocchi?
No, I did not. I got a New York strip, medium rare. I got a side of garlic, Sauvignon mashed potatoes, Blanc. And I got...
Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc?
Sauvignon Blanc.
That's not a thing.
It is a thing.
Sauvignon Blanc?
Sauvignon Blanc.
That's not a thing. Sauvignon Blanc.
How do you spell it?
What?
Yes.
You took what I said and then you just made it more French.
No, it's what did you try to say?
Sauvignon Blanc.
That's not a wine.
Frittato?
No. All right. Someone Google Nokia phones and find out where the fuck those are. Dude.
What if the CEO of Nokia was Nelly Furtado? I would just come.
Dude. And then, oh my God. What if Nelly Furtado was dating a sommelier?
She is a sommelier.
I think she might be a sommelier.
What is Nelly Furtado looking like these days? Can I pull up her Instagram?
Yeah, she bad. Is she She's really? Still bad. Dude, when she came out with that song.
I'm like a bird, I want to fly away.
Oh, she was thick like a piece of gnocchi. This bitch. Oh my God.
Nelly.
Furtado.
Oh, she up.
I told
you. She has zero posts. She doesn't follow anybody. She has zero posts. And she has 146K. Okay. I'll tell you
Can
what.
Can you see anything? Is there nothing there?
There's nothing.
Oh, come on.
Either that or she blocked me, which is very likely. After that wilding out on her on Christmas.
That is so funny. For Nelly Furtado to block you.
Where are you at in life where Nelly Furtado's like, yeah, no.
Nothing? She's not hot?
I went to her.
Just go to Google, bro. Oh, she's average? Let me see.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. You just said it with your face.
Well, she's not the Nelly we know growing up.
No, hold up. Where are we?
I went to her website. That's all she has promoted.
Dude, can we just go to Google?
I don't know if you want to touch my Google and my phone in the same goddamn time.
Oh, how do you spell Nelly?
What?
Oh, here we go. Nelly Furtado. Oh, hold up.
Fritos.
When did she become a dude? All right, no, dude, she's hot.
You ever be walking down the street and you see Nelly Furtado?
No, dog, this is a Nelly Furtado I know. Bad.
Oh my God.
Yeah, dude, this is when the hit song came out. I haven't seen her in years.
Turn off the light? That's her? So turn off the light. Turn off the light. Not everything. Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, dude,
bro.
She's super bad, though.
She did a bunch of records with Timbaland, too. She like did that, the Promiscuous song.
That's where I know her from, actually. Yeah, I mean, she is, oof.
All right, so that's time.
All right.
You weren't keeping track. That was 9 minutes,
yeah,
Gabriel.
Yeah, that was about eight.
Well, okay, real quick. I Googled Nelly Furtado net worth. What do you guys think?
$7 million.
Okay.
I'm going to go 20.
I'm going to tell you what.
Not 20.
She could buy Stiff Socks podcast.
And we'd have to give her money back?
And still have.
$20?
$35 million. Because she is worth $35 million.
Yeah, because she was big like back million. When people, bro, were still selling.
Dude, that's the thing.
Records.
Is music, if you do it right and you save up and you don't buy a goddamn fucking iced out chain for your grandma, you will do great things. She has $35 million. She probably lives in Portland, Oregon and just grows CBD candles out of her ass and just lives.
Dude, hold on. Can you look up if I can buy those candles?
Dude, $35 million and nobody's heard a damn word.
Nelly Furtado.
She is probably so happy in life.
Do you think she could buy a better last name?
She needs to open up a food truck that's just called Furtado's.
She has to already. If she hasn't, I mean, what are you doing? Her business manager sucks. $35 million.
Jesus.
What would you do with $35 million? I mean, what? What would be the first thing you'd do?
Move far from Los Angeles.
Really?
I think so.
I would go right to New York and buy a fucking huge ass just like artist loft. And that would be the first thing I'd do. I'd literally fly to New York right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
then I would have all hardwood floors.
There it is.
Yep.
I'm going marble.
You're going marble?
Marble. After I heard that French Montana and Rick Ross have got your bitch tiptoeing on my marble floors, I was like, that's a new dream.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why are they tiptoeing? Like, why don't
marble
you
Marble floors
walk?
Are cold.
Is that what it
marble
is?
Marble floor. No, that's God. Probably not. I don't know why.
Tiptoeing. Oh, is that like because do they have high heels on or something?
On my marble floor. I don't know. I think you're trying to sneak out.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Just keeping in the dark. What? Best strike lyric ever.
Turn the lights on. I don't understand. Electricity Drake.
I've got hoes that I'm keeping in the dark. Drake just says shit and then, but he says it with enough oomph behind it, enough emphasis that everybody's like, you do have hoes in the dark. But it's like, take them out.
He wants to put money in the grave. No. No. You're dead.
Give it out.
You're dead. You're dead, Drake. Why are you putting all your money in your fucking grave? Not a pharaoh.
I'm more of a 2 Chainz guy. When I die, bury me in the Gucci store.
Is that what you want to do? Can you imagine if you go into
2 Chainz, yes.
Can you imagine going to the Gucci store and then you just walking around and you see just a fucking tombstone? It's just 2 Chainz and he's just underneath.
That'd be amazing.
Really?
It wouldn't be amazing, no. but it would bring customers. There'd be a lineup. People line up for the world's first Starbucks in Seattle, and that blows my mind. Get their coffee and they go, well, that was average.
I went there before. Same thing.
It's the same fucking thing.
You think it's different?
No.
It's not different. They're not changing up the goddamn thing at the first store. No. It's the same shit.
No, unless you have the very first lady who opened it back in fucking Vietnam days, I don't care.
Did they start it in Vietnam?
I don't know. It was a timestamp.
Oh, yeah.
No, in Seattle. When was Starbucks founded? I don't know. I want the original cast working.
Me too. All right,
don't bring back High School Musical and not have Zac Efron front and center.
You got to have Zac Efron.
I don't need some random fuck shimming in my goddamn pupils.
No, I want Mr. Star and Mrs. Bucks to be fucking make my shit.
I want the
OGs. Shit.
Right. I want the two there. There's really nothing. If you walk past it, there's nothing special about it.
There's nothing.
There's a plaque on the ground.
I want Cousin Venti. And I want the and Grande.
Yeah, I want the guy who's like, we're not doing small, medium, large. We're doing goddamn tall, grande, venti, trenta.
When did they do that? Because
I don't know. I still fuck it up every time.
Of course.
I still, over the weekend, I was like, what's the medium one? And the guy just grabs a cup because he knows.
My dad refuses to say it, and it's so funny to me. I will literally be like, I'll have a grande, and my dad will be like, I'll have a medium.
The people who do that are my favorite.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Where's your dad from?
Originally from New Jersey.
Okay. Yeah. Like a born and raised New Jersey or New Yorker, I love that.
Nope.
It's the goddamn, just the people that stick to it, love it.
I love it. Hilarious. I have a fucking medium, bitch. I love the guys that say bitch everywhere, and it's okay. It's okay because
you got the gluten-free mac and cheese, bitch, and you're like, I don't, you're the bitch here.
Excuse me, bitch. I'll have fucking 2 pizza pies in your mom's ass, bitch.
But it's crazy when you see those people in real life, and you're like, that's a real person.
They're a caricature.
Yes.
It's a caricature.
I love watching people like that.
Do you think they hyped it up a lot after like the whole like Scorsese movies and Sopranos?
Yes.
Yeah. They were just like, they watched the movies and like, listen, I'm going to live that dude.
I go to Olive Garden and I come out talking different. I'm like, I'll fucking stab a bitch. Like, sir, why do you have a sharpened breadstick? And I'm like,
because I'm going to stab a bitch.
Yeah, like it is soft. And I'm like, well, when this shit gets stale, I'm going to come back and I'm going to stab a bitch.
What was this question?
I don't even remember it. This one is 15.
What would you
guys
do with your high?
Why did you get so nervous, Kate?
All right, we got a new one from Katie McQueen. What is the best place to hide condoms?
In the trash. Ayo.
Oh, everybody fucking
best
roll.
Place to hide condoms. Here's what I used to do with a little bit of marijuana. All right. What you can do, great trick. You take the deodorant and you scroll all the way up at the top. Pop that bitch off. Now you have a little container where you can put whatever the hell you want in there. Wow. Didn't always work because then my weed was Old Spice scented or Axe body spray scented.
Or your condoms were scented like that. That'd be dope.
But they got, yeah, exactly. It smells like Old Spice while you fucking. You're like, what goddamn retirement home in here? Is this a Buick?
Oh, I love it.
Goddamn.
Here's an Oldsmobile. I tell you what.
What is the oldest car? What car matches the oldest person? Like, what is like?
I mean,
Pontiac, Buick.
An Oldsmobile is pretty fucking old.
That is crazy. There's a car just called the Oldsmobile.
It's literally for old people.
Is it really?
I don't know.
There's no way that they're just like, there we go.
Yeah, was it always the Oldsmobile?
Yeah, I think it was fresh out the gate, Oldsmobile. It was never called the Newsmobile.
Right, but like also in the marketing meeting, like, fucking just throw that bitch in there.
Oh my God, I just realized what you guys were talking about.
What are you talking about?
I didn't break the words up for the meaning. I understand you guys are talking about olds, but I forgot there's a mobile. So literally people are like, this is an old person's fucking car.
That's what I'm saying.
What are you doing?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Oldsmobile.
I'm pissed.
I'm pissed for old people.
Me too.
Also, there's definitely like some 16-year-olds out there. That's their first car is an Oldsmobile.
An Oldsmobile. A Pinto's fucking old.
Dude, Pinto's very old. There were some. They stopped making them. God, what was it?
Pontiacs are old.
Pontiacs are very old.
Buicks are definitely
old. Cadillacs are old.
Lincolns are old, people.
Lincolns are, yeah. Buick is just takes a cake.
Buick just
every
sounds.
Every Buick commercial just, it just, it's just like a Lawson.
They're trying to bring it back to the old people, or the young people. You know, have you seen those Buick commercials where they come out and they're like, "Where's my car? Oh my God! Is this your car? I thought you had a Buick. It is a Buick." And I go, "Oh my God, it's so new! What?" That's the whole thing.
No, of like commercials are trash.
Trash.
Just get Matthew McConaughey just whispering some ASMR shit. You hate him?
Oh, I hate them.
Really,
Matthew? Matthew, I know you're listening, Matthew. What are you doing, buddy? You're such a talented actor.
Bag.
He already has all of the bags.
Right, but what?
That made some sense to me. You have all the bags. Why do you need more bags?
But that's like Shaq doing a commercial for thegeneral.com.
I don't like that either.
I don't like it either.
I hate it. He's a DJ? You're the one who told me that.
Yeah, he's
I fucking
a DJ?
Hate that too.
I'll tell you this.
Oh man, is there more?
He is either the founder or a big investor in a new coffee company.
If you,
I can't see Shaq being like, I'm tired. I don't know why. I just feel like that man just.
Oh, no. I know. I don't think he sleeps. How big is his bed? Holy shit.
I don't even know, man.
I think they cut the top off an Oldsmobile and that's where he sleeps.
Didn't he do a Cribs?
Shaq?
Yeah, I feel like I remember a tour of Shaq's house with a giant fucking bed.
I want to hang out with that man.
His bed is, it was on MTV Cribs. Yeah. He showcased his monumentally massive bed, measuring in it 15 feet long and 30 feet wide.
God damn.
30 feet?
Yeah, and it's Superman themed.
God wow, damn, dude.
Yeah, that's around crazy. 10 times the size
Where
of the
Where do you find sheets
king.
For that?
I think they've got to be handmade.
You know how much of a pain in the ass it's got to be to do the sheets? You got to sprint to the other side of the bed before it snaps back at you?
Yeah, he just orders parachutes online.
Jesus Christ. He just kicks over tents on the freeway and just takes those.
What was this? Oh, yeah. He goes to circuses and say, give me this. I need this.
Yeah, I need one of these.
Oh, where to hide condoms?
Yeah.
I used to put them in my shoes all the time. No, like parent really going to go. What's up?
Oh. I think I meant like in the sole.
No, like in the shoe.
Everybody does wallet and then the wallet just starts to have a circle outline.
Also, if you put in your wallet, you sit on it all the time. They're not good anymore. I don't trust those
right,
things.
Right, but also it was like kind of like a cool thing. If you were in high school and you had a circle on your wallet, but really? It wasn't cool because the condom, you'd think if you actually fucked, would be gone because you'd have to replace it. But
right.
I for sure had the same condom in my wallet for maybe 3 years. But I was like, yeah, it could happen.
I never wore condoms in high school, nor did I wear them in college, nor do I wear them now. My dick fell off. Goddamn.
My goddamn dick fell off.
Yeah, in shoes, though. I think shoes is a good place.
The funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
Oh, boy. I went over to a girl's house.
Okay.
About a year ago. All right.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And I went into her studio apartment, and she had a bowl, right? Like a salad mixing size bowl.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, with the big tongs where you can fucking do the flip the wrist thing.
Mm-hmm.
Big tongs. And it was filled with ring pops and condoms. Just an assortment.
The absolute fuck. Where did she go trick-or-treating?
You know what? Goddamn.
The
R. Kelly's
whore
basement.
Store?
Dude. I didn't want to like it, but it rhymes.
It rhymes.
But I was so amazed, and then the inner Jew in me was like, "Yeah, take a few for the road."
Oh, dude! Oh, you did?
Yes, I took a goddamn raspberry ring pop and four magnums. I don't fit a magnum.
You know, magnums aren't bigger. They're not bigger. It's a scam, dog.
No.
They're not bigger.
They are.
They're not bigger.
They are.
Nope.
Okay, then why did my dick look like it was a Missy Elliott music video when I put one on? My dick looked like a background dancer for Nelly Furtado, all right? You want to answer me that?
I don't know.
That shit looked like it was fucking just hanging out in a sleeping bag. And just plenty of space for friends.
Dude, I put a Magnum condom on one time. It looked like I was wearing a duvet cover. I was like, God damn. I've never put one on?
I've never put a
Magnum condom on.
Why are you out here saying, oh, you know, they're actually the same goddamn size?
Because I think it's funny to stir up the pot.
Sex in a Magnum car is what's going on here.
Oh, no.
God damn.
Oh, God damn. Are they any bigger?
They're actually only slightly bigger. 8.2 inches long compared to 7.62 for Trojan. So like half an inch.
So my dick just small.
Yeah.
What if it was the same? I was just like, hold up.
Yeah. I mean, dude. Have you ever rolled the condom all the way down?
Daily.
I haven't either.
Oh, well, I'll tell you this. The move is you keep scrolling of when you're course. Done. So when you throw it away, and the maid of the hotel. Sees that it's fully unrolled. She's like, oh, goddamn, Trevor Wallace in room 419 packing the heat.
Dude, I roll it all the way down.
Warm.
I shove my balls in there. I go, this shit's
full. I put it around my
up.
Head and I just go, oh, you know, there might be a gas leak somewhere around here. All the way down. Imagine saying, okay, God, this is such a little dick conversation. Jesus. I almost just said, imagine rolling it all the way down. Because somewhere out there, some guy in Iowa, Des Moines, with a horse cock going, what do you mean, imagine?
What do you mean, imagine?
I'm hard right now listening to this podcast. Still got some.
Dude.
Or I've seen it in porn with a guy. He goes, he's fucking, and then yeah. He pulls it out. There's still like a good amount of chunk on the penis.
Yeah.
That's not covered.
Yeah, what?
What do you got, a crop top for your cock?
What
is it? Can you still get a sexually transmitted disease?
Yeah, you can get it on the part that.
That's what I'm saying. Is it any part? Is it just the tip that receives it?
The whole thing, dude.
So putting your balls all the way in is the move.
That's why I do that.
Okay. I've never had sex. Is what I'm trying to say here.
Apparently, me either. Yeah, but can you imagine? Like, dude, it's so funny. But yeah, I try. Here's the funny thing. I try to roll it all the way. Like I force it all
yes,
the way down.
Of course.
I have
you
to.
You can never. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. Because dude, you can be out there. I mean, you can be in fucking in Chico just blasting away. You don't know what's happening out there.
Well, yes.
Huh?
All right. That's time.
No, it's not gay. Fuck you.
All right. We got one Hold from Aaliyah MCG who says, is swimming just flying in water?
What? Say that again, please.
Oh, I saw something that, like, this was like a meme or some shit said, or it was like one of these like high questions. Like,
is swimming
do
just
crabs
flying?
Think fish are flying?
Do crabs think fish are flying?
Hold up. Imagine you're on the bottom floor.
Oh,
and a
fuck.
Fish goes over you.
Here's the thing though, crabs don't just rock on the bottom.
Crabs cannot swim.
They get up a little. You think crabs just on the bottom?
Yes.
Oh, the whole time?
Bro, if crabs could swim, we would all be dead.
No, yo, have you ever fought a crab? I'm not fought a crab.
Fought a crab?
Yo, in Maryland, we eat tons of crabs in the Chesapeake Bay Blues, right? That's what Maryland's known for?
Yeah, crab cakes.
Thank you.
And
so you have to take the crabs, get them, right? Fucking fish for them. And then you got to put them all in hot water, bro. There was one time that we put like 30 crabs in one like hot thing and they all just stacked and then one got out. And dog, when you have a crab loose, in your beach house, it's the scariest thing in the world.
They're massive.
They're like, they got, they'll end your life.
Oh, yeah.
It hurt. Have you, oh my God, getting like pinched by a crab, it hurts like
crazy.
Shit.
They're on our turf, but we're like, oh, fuck, bro, I'm so sorry. I'll take you back right now.
I know.
But it's the same thing. Like if you catch a fish and you put it on the boat, sometimes they play dead and they act chill, do a little, they're like, oh, we got him. Then 3 seconds later, like, you look, I swear to God, give me on the back, the fucking goddamn ocean. And then you're like, ah, what do I do?
It
and
is so
there's
scary.
There's always one guy that comes out with like, he's got like a sailor tattoo and he starts clubbing the fuck out of a fish. And you're
oh
like,
my God.
This is a little much.
You're like, I was going to use that for my pet.
Put a little salt on
Nemo.
How has there not been a prank of somebody at Petco with a fishing rod?
I'm sure there has. There had to be.
With a goldfish?
Dude, you know.
The problem is you'd catch one and they're like, all right.
Can you imagine trying to make a... Imagine asking a girl over to your house and you make her dinner. It's just goldfish. And you go...
What?
You just put the
What in the Jeffrey Dahmer did you just say to me?
Put the plate down. Dude, and it,
gold,
and
what do you think just, goldfish tastes like? There's no way it tastes like the cracker.
Yeah.
Why? Where do they get off making goldfish crackers cheddar? In what world were they like cheddar? Well, they're orange, actually.
Bro,
oftentimes I talk and then realize how dumb it sounds.
That was super funny though.
Why not orange
Why not what?
Orange juice flavored crackers.
I don't think those are that bad. Would be
orange
that
juice
bad.
Flavored crackers?
What's the grossest cracker? Besides
orange
white
juice
people.
Flavored. Sun-dried tomato ones, maybe.
No, I'm cool with those.
Yeah, I'm cool with them.
The rosemary ones are amazing.
They're
the Triscuit
solid.
Rosemary.
Triscuits.
Triscuits know how to do
it. Talk about a slept on cracker.
People, no one talks
Triscuits
about the Triscuits.
Be thick.
Dude, like Nelly Furtado, dog.
You throw a little bit of little goddamn
pepper jack cheese on that shit.
Pepper jack, that's what I was saying.
Doof.
Little pepper jack, little
oh
turkey on there.
God, hold up. I will fill Shaq's bed up with semen.
Goddamn. Triscuits are great. What is the worst chip though?
I'll tell you what the worst chip is.
What's that?
Matzah.
Matzah's not great.
Matzah's trash.
You got to put so much on it.
You have to put all
you
the
put
butter,
butter on
all
it.
The,
butter,
yeah.
butter, salt.
Butter and jam. But when I eat matzah, I go, yo, this is why y'all were lost in the desert for 40 years, you fucking idiots. You eat matzah, bro?
What does that have to do with being lost?
I don't know.
We need sea salt. We're in the goddamn desert. Where the hell to hold up?
Why were they lost for so long?
I don't know.
40 years. Real talk. 40 years.
I mean, I literally, dude. I mean.
What desert were they lost in? The Sahara?
I don't know, man. Is that?
They were lost for so long.
How true is that story?
I don't think it's true. I don't think anything. I don't think anything in the Bible is true.
Dude, it sounds like. I think somebody was fabricating some shit. And then some dude trying to get some pussy. He's like, man, I was just out here for. I was lost for 40 years. So, you know, you want to throw me some butter for this matzo?
Yo, you throw me that Triscuit, bitch. I'm
like, throw me a Triscuit. You feel me?
Did we. What were we talking about?
Yeah, we were talking about
swimming fish.
Oh, that's
is flying just swimming in the air or the opposite of that? I already lost it.
I can get on board with that.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I can get on board
because
with that.
If I saw a plane, I'm like, that thing is flying.
Mm-hmm.
When I used to watch the Jetsons, flying.
So funny how when people created the Jetsons, they're like, oh, this is going to be life in 40 years.
What year did they set that in?
I don't, that's a great question. Do you want to guess? Gabe's gonna
I think
Google
it's
it.
Like 2020.
I think it's coming up. No, yeah. Actually, I think it's like 2016. I think it just passed.
Yeah.
Do we
Isn't
know,
that
Gabe?
Hilarious.
It was set in 2062.
Okay, oh. We got some time.
Oh, we have so much time. All they had was flying cars and some robots, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it funny that they made the maid robot look like not, she was, you know.
Say it.
She's disgusting.
Is she?
Yeah, she's like, she's, you know. Slightly.
Really? Wasn't the maid in the Jetsons or was that the mom that was bad?
The mom was a smoke show. I would go brassiere shopping with her any day of the week, dude.
The Jetsons cast. Let's see here.
Yeah, the Jetsons cast.
I don't want to see the real ones. No.
There's a real Jetsons?
No, the voices of the people.
Oh, the mom.
God.
Yeah.
Damn, hold up. Oh, the maid is atrocious.
I told you. She honestly...
The maid looks like an engine for a Buick.
Yo, there's no way that she had a real name. Her real name was heinous. They would just call her... Yeah, I mean, that's like what?
Dude, she looks like the fucking Michelin man fucked a vape pen.
Dude,
that's not good at all.
She looks like a walking microwave, this bitch.
The mom...
Yeah, the
fire.
I mean, the mom... Oof, I would fly my car right into her, bro. Scoo! Whip!
Dude. There's no way that dad had to have money to be pulling a mom like that.
Yeah, dude, he had a horrendous looking maid and flying cars. What was his job? Like in tech? What would he do?
I don't know. Bold move giving characters orange hair. Very progressive of them.
That's progressive to do orange hair?
Give orange hair to a character. You know, redheaded people have never really gotten too much love on in the world. So
Emma Stone. Watson. Stone? Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
Yeah,
Emma
Stone's I'm saying like dude wise. This dude out here fucking bro, this is me. I look like the guy from the Jetsons.
Yeah, that is you, dude. That's you. That's you as a dad.
That's literally me, valet as asking the valet where my car Nobu is. I'm like, guys,
oh
Jetsons.
My.
That's
this
me.
Is
that is legitimately you.
I'm the Jetsons. Goddamn, he likes pipe, but also I feel like he got that wagon. Look at the stance.
I don't know, dude.
He go.
I do not
he
know.
Got to.
I think he does not roll a condom all the way down. For sure not. For
isn't that
sure
hilarious
not.
That like guys are so insecure that we will roll a condom all the way down in the trash can. So if somebody were to find it, they would be like, there it is.
Oh, yep.
Hilarious.
Yep. He's got an axle for a pee-pee.
Axle?
Axle.
What's the funniest way to describe a dick? Like, what's the funniest way? Like, because you're like, oh, a jackhammer. You're like, oh, he got that.
Oh, right. I think Thor's hammer is hilarious.
Yeah.
He's got that yaga.
When you start going into sounds, that's Oof. When it's yeah. a whole new level.
Yeah. Because the only sound I get when people say it, like, nah, you know, that's not a, it's like, oh, oh, come on now.
See, let's be honest.
And then I roll the condom all the way down. She goes, God damn.
Oh, look at that big engine. Be honest with me. You're me too.
Very
it's
average.
Just, we are.
It does it.
There's a, yeah, I, never mind.
Next question.
Yeah, so we got time for a couple more. All right, so we got one from Toby here. If Elon Musk finally decides to take over the Earth and he only spares you if you show him what that mouth do, what you doing?
I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
I'm going to say, all right, I will present you my mouth, good sir.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm going to answer it seriously first, and then I'll do the fuck around answer. Kill me. Because if Elon Musk is taking over the world's going to be weird as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
I'm good. And then I got to suck a dick to live in a world that I'm not really cool on. Because like if he takes the world over, he's going to be sort of like a dictatorship, right? I don't want to live in North Korea. Shoot me in the face.
Yeah.
Run me over with your Tesla truck, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, the Cybertruck is god awful.
It's not that god-awful.
Do I want one? Yes.
Of course I want one.
They're massive.
They're massive. Did you see that whole like $100 flex that everyone was doing?
Yeah.
That was so funny, dude. I was with Schultz and Akash Singh.
Did he actually get one?
No. See, I saw Schultz post it.
Right.
And then in my head, I go, this motherfucker got a goddamn Tesla. That's crazy. And then they all met us at the diner and Akash goes, bro, I got one too. And I was like, you fucking got one too, bro? Are these $11? And they're like, nah, they're about like 100. And I go, they're 100K, bro. You were making more money, way more money than I thought you were. And he goes, yeah, about 100. And they were kind of smirking. And I go, what the fuck is happening here? And eventually, essentially, you can order the truck for $100. And they will send you something in your email that says, hey, congratulations, you own a Tesla now. But they're not coming out for like another 2 years. And you can get that $100 back whenever. It's like a deposit.
That's like a bit. Also, I screenshotted somebody's and I was about to fake flex.
Sure. Sure. But how hilarious is that of Tesla to do that?
It's great. So smart. I think they did that for the Model 3s too.
Yeah. They made like, I think something crazy. They made like $20 million.
Jesus.
Just off Instagram flexes.
Yeah,
That's good.
I'm good. I don't need to be in that world.
Yeah, no, I'm okay. But by the way, no way Tesla's packing any type of hammers. It's
people who drive them or?
No, I'm saying a Tesla. I'm saying Elon Musk.
You don't think you got that?
Oh my gosh, no. Well, he might be organized. He might be like a robot or something.
I feel like it's weird. Like it hangs like too far to the left or something.
Yeah.
Aggressively.
It looks like that maid.
Yeah.
Like it's very chody.
But also, Elon, if you're watching this, I'll take all of them.
I'll take all the Teslas, and if you sponsor this, it'd be great.
I think they'll come out with a phone eventually.
They're going to come out with everything, dude.
A Tesla pocket pussy is what we all want to know.
Yo.
I don't know what that entails.
Oh, what do you mean? It entails ecstasy.
Bro, hear me out.
Okay,
right?
Give me that.
You know how they got toothbrushes that play music when you brush your teeth?
No.
They do. You know that.
Hey. Get a phone. Get a phone, you fucking loser.
Did you not have a childhood? It'd be like,
I didn't have a childhood.
I was born a goddamn adult. That's something such an old person would say. I was born a goddamn adult. No, when you were growing up, they used to advertise, this is years ago, they used to advertise toothbrushes that would sing a hit song by like the Jonas Brothers or Hannah Montana or Justin Bieber.
I never got
it. No?
I know what you mean.
No, I didn't have one.
Oh, okay.
I had three. What I'm trying to say, a fleshlight. And the harder you go, the more upbeat techno goes. Like it starts off where it's like, and then you go, and that by the end of it's like, and just fucking going in the club.
Dude, you know, I would literally just stick my hand in there and then make it go real loud.
I would go behind
my roommate, and my roommate would walk by and be like, yo, he's really going at it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would go to EDC or Coachella and put two of those, put some aux cords in them, and just start.
Just killing it like Shaq?
Exactly. Shaq's a DJ. He owns a coffee company. Where the fuck's Nelly Furtado?
Bro, I love Nelly Furtado. Have you come across those things in porn where they're like, there's like jack off competitions?
No.
Yeah, dude. It's like, it's this whole like interactive thing where they like tell you, it's like a game. There's like,
I've seen that, like Guitar Hero.
Yeah, was it?
It's kind of like Guitar Hero.
Exactly.
So you know what a jacking off Guitar Hero is, but you don't know what a singing toothbrush is?
Yes. Do you know me? What? Do you know me? Does that make perfect sense to you?
Very fair. What, how do you mean jacking off a game?
So it's hilarious. I mean, it's like a simple way to explain it is like, so number one is like going like slow. Number two is like medium, and three is like fast, like jack off fast, right? So then they like, they'll be like, okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then it'll just go 1, 1, 1. And they have to jack off literally the same speed, and they're playing like crazy porn. Like where they're playing like mediocre porn for the small stuff, for the ones. And then twos, you got to go medium. And the porn they show is like kind of medium. And then you got to go to three, and then it's like all cum shots. And so it's you build up, you build up like stamina through these like jack off competition things. And they're all called like jack off hard. Try not to cum. You'll cum in 2 seconds. Bet you won't. It's all about like competition. If Jordan played it, he would never come. He's a fucking champion. He just okay, so competitive.
Is there any titty in this?
Oh, there's so much porn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you see the dudes rubbing them out?
What?
Okay, see, I thought this was like a televised event on like ESPN 43. I thought you were watching competitions. This is like you do this in like a point, like a POV, like you're in your own lane type shit.
Right. Well,
Guitar Hero for your dick. I see.
Exactly, exactly.
So you play.
They play a bunch of random
porn. Thought you were watching competitions.
No, that's like, so funny.
You know when you're channel flipping and there's like oddly like a strongest man competition? Yep. You're like, I'm not going to watch this. Then you're like, I'm going to watch this. And there's a guy pushing like a fucking 300 pound like kettlebell over his head.
Yeah.
I thought it was like one of those.
No.
But with dicks. No. I thought it was like 10 dudes all going at the same speed.
I would watch that.
But that's
you would have to watch that.
That's what I was like. At first, I was like, "What the fuck?" Then I was like, "That's interesting." And then you was like, "Okay."
Yeah. But you should try it. It's very interesting. I've never made it through the whole thing. It's really hard. It's really hard.
Huh?
Because you're literally just—sometimes they're like, you know, they're like 15 minutes.
What do you get
minutes.
If you win?
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you get a bunch of semen on your ground. That's what you win.
So it's a win for some, loss for most.
Oh no! Whoa!
Hold up!
Goddamn! Then we got like time for one more, yeah?
All right, so let's end on a banger. We got one from Gilligan Buzz, who says, how much jizz could a stiff sock hold if the stiff sock was soft?
Depends on how big the sock. Is it an ankle sock, a tube sock?
I think it's
a stocking?
I think it's a tube sock.
Oh, a tube sock.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm thinking
2 liters. I'm thinking 2 liters.
Yeah, I'm thinking you could get a year's worth in there.
Oh, we're talking about that?
What do you think?
I thought we were just talking about measurement. You're talking about like time?
2 liters?
Yeah. I think you could fill up 2 liters.
So like the thing that comes with your Pepsi, the giant 2 liter.
Yes. I think a 2 liter of that you could dump into a sock.
Because they expand?
Yeah.
I don't think there's no way.
We don't think a two liter bottle of this.
There's no way.
I think.
Well, give me a sock and give me some fucking jack off porn.
You know the cartons that almond milk comes in? That little tall, boxy, slender bitch?
Yeah. 1 liter.
Yeah. That's a 1 liter.
1 liter?
I'm going 1 liter.
Well, let me ask you this.
Is it a pair of socks, huh?
How long would it take you to fill up a liter?
Dude.
Christmas vacation.
One cruise ship. I mean.
6 months. If you're going every day.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I mean, I don't know how much like volume there ever is.
I have no idea. You know what you do? What's up?
Hold up. You ain't never done nothing.
Yeah, thank you.
Gabe,
are you looking up what the average is? I think you already looked it up.
Shot glass, maybe?
Let's guess.
1.5 ounces.
5 ounces is crazy.
1.5.
Oh, 1.5.
That's a shot.
I think that's pretty accurate.
It's a healthy note.
I'll go with 2 ounces. Just no, 2 ounces is insane. I'm gonna go with half an ounce.
Okay, so it's about 5 milliliters, which is 1 teaspoon, or
I mean, on Breaking Bad. I'm sorry,
so
one fluid ounce
is 29 milliliters. Oh, so it's way less than an ounce.
Really?
If this is 5 milliliters.
Man, the way I'd be fucking.
Yeah, you don't even know. Damn. I roll my condoms all the way down, bro.
Isn't that hilarious to flex on you like that? How big am I? Yeah, I roll the condom all the way
all the way down.
Hilarious.
I don't put it on my dick. I put it on my foot.
But it's all the way down. Yeah. I use my stiff socks to be a condom. But
what?
You feel me, girl?
Good. That's it, man.
Yeah. Wow. Holy Christmas.
Guys.
Holy Santa Claus.
I hope that you guys got everything that you wanted this year. I hope your parents were very nice to you and got you everything that you wanted. I hope that you, dude, I'm glad you guys are here for us, man.
Here's me being conceited. My birthday is in 5 days. God damn it. Swish me. Goddamn birthday on December 30th.
December 30th.
And all I want from you guys for my birthday is just keep listening and supporting. And the motherfucking Patreon. God damn. No, I just want you guys to keep listening. That's it.
Guys.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, man, for real. We love you guys. Thank you for listening. Go on iTunes, rate, subscribe, and review. That really helps us out. But for real, guys, Merry Christmas. Have a great night. Peace.
Goddamn. Goddamn! Who the hell?
Goddamn!
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show Tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.